Simon Sama Gimel Sefalov. Karas a Mahalach, a person may read Kriya Shema when he's walking. We'll see at the first pasuk he should stop. Omed, or standing, or Yishochev, or lying, or Rochev, or seated on an animal, Agabe Behema, or Yoshev, or sitting. I would like Prakton. He shouldn't read it when he's lying Prakton. Which means he's totally either on his stomach or on his back. Either means his face is facing down towards the ground, which is he's lying flat, facing downwards, or it means he's lying on his back and facing upwards. He can read it leaning on his side. That it's only proper to read it when a person is shochev if he's already in that state, and it's hard for him to get up. It's like a person who has difficulty getting up. We allow him to continue to read, being shochev. The person was a very heavy person, and leading on the side was difficult for him. Or he was ill, and it's hard for him to lean on his side. He should at least incline a little bit to the side and read. Cut an olive, mahalach. I'm the commandment of Gimel for the first pasuk, a person should stand still. Prakton. I feel a muta me'at al tzido gam ken oser. Even if he's inclined slightly to the side, is also improper. Yibnei near can makabel love omakol shemayim derech srora v'gaiva. So it's a shikol chutz v'dik away. Me makabel omakol shemayim. A person's like totally lying on his back. Or even if he's inclined a little bit to the side. So the Heter Shoichev is when he's all the way lying on his side. And even that, is only the Ramah says he's already Shoichev. So he lied down. But Pasha Kamash Olov, he already got undressed. V'chotarach Laman V'lachsu Olov, it's a tircha to get up, means he's going to have to get dressed again. It's a tircha. The person is lying down, still dressed. Surah Lamed, he has to get up. Divine Yerloch. Now, so this is the Ramah Shita. The Ramah Shita is that there's really no, that the heter of reading it when a person is Shaykhav is only Bidiyabit. Yerloch brings the Shita of the. Which holds that the chachilim being shechel atzido and reading it is mutter. Since it's fully on the person's side, it's not considered derech gaiva and it's mutter. So that's the two shitas he's bringing over here. So the Bir Lacha says that there are many people which are makel would allow that. On the other hand, he brings that the El Yosuta and the Primogodim, Kaveger, all are machmer like the Ramah. Therefore, a person the Chachila Vadishu machmer like the Ramah, that you shouldn't read it leaning on your side unless there's an onus involved, a tircha involved. That's a person's a Baal Basar, and it's even leaning on the side is difficult for him. But if this Baal Basar is able to incline, be fully over to, onto his side, at least for one pasuk, he's mechuyev lasas. Again, that he must do. And that much more so, if he can sit up, he should sit up. The most of Dirsha brings so here the person is like leaning on his side, so that we say even leaning a little bit is considered, you know, is better than to be fully on your back. Now let's say a person is ill and he can't really sit up himself. What we can sit up is by you have him supported on different pillows. So at the end of the day, really he's really lying. He's not really sitting. But that's that being said, it's considered yeshiva ksas. The same way leaning on your side is considered being not shecha matzidus ksas. It's not worse than that. So the point is, it's not a full shkiva. That's the main point. It's not a full shkiva, which is not, because the ma'aseh, he is seated up as opposed to inclined to the side. Beis, misha retz al ha'akmer lamed kishuhu yoyshev. Likrosim obed, a person who was sitting saying kriyas shema shel shacharis. He says he'd prefer to be makmer to stand up, because it says uv kumecha, as you're standing up. So Nikra Bayan is considered a balavera for doing so. So what's that about? Mr. Mirror, Mish has, hey, Misha writes it. The Allah Kibesil, the Sir Lu, the Hobbit, the Sibi Kumecha, Ain Hakamana Bamita. Basilah understands that the word Kumecha doesn't mean the act, the physical act of standing up. But rather, Kedah is Beisham, which is the way Beishami understands it, Ella Bizmach, but Adam Lokumimitos, it means when people are awakening and arising out of bed. Also, the Hakamar Lass is Kedah Beishami. It's all, the Psak is Kenega Beishami. And therefore, you're not allowed to do that. So, we're afraid that people will accept Beishami's Chumrah. Beishami's Chumrah sometimes is not necessarily possible. But you can't stand. Kedah Beishami, if you can't stand, there's no mitzvah to reach Kriyas Shema. So, a person decides to be makra, and be makra beishamay to stand, one day he'll end up not saying Kriyas Shema because he can't stand. Well, you know, he's involved by being so frum, he ends up being involved in the mitzvah of the rice. Okay. I feel im ein kabana b'midosu l'asus ki beishamay. Now, what about if the person is not doing it because he wants to be makra beishamay? He finds he has more better kabana when he's standing up. He doesn't fall asleep, whatever. El ora kavana b'chadayman. Filohachi, it's also to do that. So the Moshe Dishah brings from the Kavachaim. The Kavachaim says, well, the person's kavana was it, plus he's afraid he's going to fall asleep. And that's why he's standing up. That's mutter. Or if he stands up earlier on, not immediately right before Shema, but that's improper to receive. Have all brachos Kriyas Shema, sit it down. All of a sudden, it gets to Shema Yisrael. He stands up. Shema Yisrael. Shema Kadosh Shema Echad. That's not acceptable. But if he stands up earlier, that's okay. Now, this is a problem to do that. Bein b'yom u'bein b'laila, both by day and by night. Now, by day, we understand what the problem is. Now, but nighttime, Beishamah understands Ubkumecha means Dafka, Beshachbucha means Dafka seated or lying. So, what's wrong in the world? What are you doing wrong by standing at nighttime? I understand by daytime you're being Machal Beishamah. The Yishar Tzion and Sukkot Hay brings from the Beis Yosef, and he quotes that the Siddur of Amram said that explicitly. The Siddur of Amram is very important to us because that's our first written down Siddur that we have. It was put down by Rav Amram Goin, and that's a lot of our makaris of how we have our Siddur based on his Siddur. So Rav Amram Goin says the problem is if this fellow stands by day and by night, so by day he's like Beishamah, by night he's not like Beishamah either. So looks like he's trying to make up his own approach. Now, Bava B'kein ain't sark bazel laksar v'likras b'di'evin. But these halachas are not, in the case you didn't do it to be, he didn't do it with kavanah to be like Beishamah. This is because of other reasons. And b'di'evin, he doesn't have to reread it. So, person wants to be makmer. A person decides to act with a chumrah, which, since the minig is to be mekel, and he is being machmer in a way which is visible. So we're afraid the reason why he's doing that is not so much because of he's a big baal mitzvah, machben a mitzvah, is because this way he gets covered. He's doing it for you or for gaiva. So we put him in cherim. Now, v'hainu im oisod adaber pasha leter b'chol Yisrael. comes Shibagadim and says, it's only true if everybody knows that it's mutter, and he's like clearly, you know, like, what's he doing? Now, if this person is known to be a person, he's not doing it for the Gaiba element. He pushed it. By him, he's talking really a big Yir Shemayim, and he really is worried about the mitzvah. He wants to do it properly. So then he's not putting on Kherim. But if they rabbi Mekel, but even in that situation, if his Rebbe is Mekel, and he decides to be more Machmel than his Rebbe, I feel over the Shem Shemayim. That's right, you don't be the Lashem Shemayim, but it's a bizarre to your Rebbe that you're being more frum than your Rebbe. So I'm happy that you're the Lashem Shemayim, but not in front of your Rebbe. Furthermore, if his Rebbe paskins mutter, there's what to argue about. When you're with your Rebbe, it's also to be machmer connected his words. Unless he has that he has a infallible proof against the Rebbe. I imagine that he would mean that the person should present it to the Rebbe and discuss it. But
Rabbo Mohawk?
Either Rabbo Mohawk or the person who's Makobal in Halacha. The rabbi of the city had a din like Rabbi Muvik in regards to these inyanim, or the Rosh Hashiva, because people would basically be makabel his swara as part of the, you know, once upon a time there was a rabbi of the city, so people were makabel his swara. They made him the authority. Okay, so it's also to stand. And if he does, he's considered an avaryan. So he's also machmer lamed. Dafka zeh who does mishum the nira lekos to mishum chumra kovet. So he's being machmer to stand up. Like all of a sudden he's jumping up. What's going on? Obviously he's been trying to be machmer something. Abim oimed yocholei shev. Let's say the other way around. He was standing and he wants to sit down. At nighttime, so he wants to sit down. Does not near it the mishum chumra kovid? Rak mishum the tzarach leish. He wants to sit. About adavka b'shachris. About arbis ain lahatus relationship k'shoymed. The near records get b'shami. But if right before Shema a person plops down, so now what's over here is lahatus relationship. Because b'shami says the mitzvah is to read it b'layla b'shchiva, not b'yeshiva. Means he was sort of being inclined. He wanted not only just sit down, but also to be mata, be inclined to the side. So that would be like a kima of b'shach b'cha. So that's exactly how b'shamay holds. You have to read it. That would look like you're doing a b'shamay. But just to sit down, I remember every one time said this, is that he doesn't see it being a problem. Because b'shamay didn't understand that the mitzvah is b'yeshiva, the mitzvah is b'shchiva. B'shach b'cha means the physical act of shchiva. B'kumach means the physical act of standing. So, remember we had this in Tells, that the high school tells that the latest Zman Kriya Shema is 10:04 p.m. So, the wait to Daven Ma'ariv after 10:04 is quite late for the ninth graders. But after Seis, right? So they would Daven Ma'ariv early, and after Ma'ariv they would finish Ma'ariv in time. They would say repeat Shema. So it was like a very common thing. Everybody would sit down and say Shema. So with the Rebbe, you want to sit down and say Shema. And, it's like, okay, flap, and say Shema. That's Beishamai. He said, no, it's not Beishamai, it's a Shchiva, not Yeshiva. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this is Lahatah Zuleishiv. Okay, Nikra Avrayan, a person does that, he's considered a Balavavar. Can we read Parakira of the Manda Obra, a Rabbanan Shari, the Mikra Le Avrayana? A person who goes against it, the Rabbanan is considered a Balavavar. Kazal Yirabe b'shem Arshal. The Biyam Kippurim Kuleyam and Moedim the Shor Lamed. There's a minig to stand all of Yom Kippur davening. Then Oysim Mishum Yuro Ela Mitzvot Sebekach. There's a mitzvah to stand. The Ratzalarim is Lahidamas Oz the Malachim Shnikarim Oimdim. So the Marshal says that's Mutter. If you got him Oyster Gam Bezet. Now I don't get the case exactly because he said before. that apparently the Prima Gunnum holds that even Eretz, let's say a person standing earlier and he just continues to stand, so that's mutter, because it doesn't look like you're doing Lebe Shammah. The Prima Gunnum was asking, even in that scenario on Yom Kippur, I mean, he was standing all the Pesukim of Zimmer and all the Berachos Kriyas Shema, like, you know, it's like, so what's the problem? But he holds, apparently, we would interpret what he's doing is that the main reason why he's standing is to be able to say Shema B'Amid, and everything else is just Echel Timtzum V'Alma for that. Which is not true, but that's how people might perceive it, and therefore that's also us. It's a bit kiddish. Okay. Gimel. Ahayim Ahalach B'Derech Rotzal Likra is Kriya Shema. Person was traveling, and he wants to say Kriya Shema. So Tzarech Lama, over here Lama doesn't mean to stand, it means to stand still. It means he has to stop traveling the Pasuk Rishon for the first Pasuk.
Driving?
So, okay, well...
Stop the driving and then continue driving with
the... Okay, so let's say two scenarios. A person's riding an animal, we pass him Rechav to Mahalach Dami. So riding an animal is like walking. So that for sure you have to do.
For sure
you have to stop. Person sitting in the car...
First Pasuk.
For the first Pasuk, right? The person sitting in a car, so we hold that's not Kimah Halatomi, and therefore he would be allowed to, you know. But the problem with the driver is a different problem. He can't be Mechavim, you know, what he's saying, because he's busy focusing on driving. You have a different problem. But the passengers, would, you know, a person sitting on an animal, the two people riding on an animal together, both of them have the problem.
Even the non-driver. Would need to stop.
Right. But over here, the non-driver has no need to stop. The problem is the case where you have the driver would need to say it. He would have to stop because he has to have kavana.
He would have to stop for the whole thing.
Okay, we'll see. Let's see the Mishavura.
And Baruch Shem is also included in
that? We'll see. We shall see. Test. Hoyim Ahalach. Alba Gav Daliel B'Saval of Masha Domina Din Mutal Likris Kishum Ahalach. We said in the first sif, you're allowed to say Kishum walking. Okay. It is definitely preferred for the first Pasuk to stand still. So we hear Kriya Shema, that's the main part of Kriya Shema. If you shenem a Yushav Kol Kach, a person is not totally settled, he cannot be totally focused, Kishu Mahalach Kishar Hoya Oymed. It's not, you don't have the same level of focus when you're walking as when you're standing. But you have any kara kashum mahalach, and on sarak lav sur malikris. We don't need to repeat it. So sarak lamed, now yud, sakut yud. Word of lamed doesn't mean to stand, it means to stand still. He should remain in one place. And what's malikris, abein mamid, abein mishiva. But that place, he can either be physically standing, or he can seat himself, either one. Doesn't mean the point, he's not moving. I feel like kriyash mashal arbis. A person has to stop. Now, the dafke meshana meimidol yeshiva also likriyash mashal arbis. Going from standing to seated is a problem. From the nearest arzke beshama, mashenken mehalichol yeshiva. If he was walking and he wants to be seated, that's fine. Veyeshiv bekarna besvino, person who's seated in a wagon or in a ship, and it's rachlam, he does not need to stop. Yuchel chaven heitav, he has no problem focusing.
What can't you do
at
the
Krishna Shalom? From standing to sitting is a problem.
Why?
Because you look like you're doing like Beishamai.
Not lying down, you're only sitting.
I mean, he probably means like being noit a little bit. But if a person wants to go from Halicha to Yeshiva, that's Mutter. Now, the person who's seated in the wagon or in the ship does not need to stop. Yuchal Chavan Heitev, the Ein Mishari Tshuva Prima Gadol. Then he says to the Shari Tshuva that you think about the Shari Tshuva is a cut and dalad. It's a short piece. He says, "I'm Beis Yaakov. The current ain't af shemanig, but atzma in the tzarch lamed. Even the driver does not need to stop. Veroyche, person's sitting riding an animal, af shachar manig abehim. Even though somebody else is leading the animal, tzarch lamed, he has to stop the animal. So roichu kimahalat. I mean, therefore, we have to have the animal stop, even if somebody else is one who's leading it. And a karen is like you're sitting still and the karen is moving. So even the driver doesn't have to stop.
Driver is sanctioned also?
Right.
Why doesn't he have to stop?
So that's the Shev Yaakov says, the Beis Yaakov says. The problem is, you know, like you're asking me, like, why wouldn't we assume that he has to stop because of, he needs to be mechavan as well? Okay. So, the person is riding an animal. Shabura says that there's a machlokes is whether you have to stop the animal or not. The pasha is the car you should. There's a bach which comes along and says,
"What
kumahal tami rochev?" Rochev kumahal
tami.
Right. The bach disagrees. The bach says that since over here we're not dealing with, but there's no iser intrinsically in hiluch. It's more a question of kavana. So if a person who's riding the animal feels he's able to be mechavan, even though he's riding the animal, he's able to focus on the first pasuk and say it properly, so we would not require him to stop. Walking, there's an effort, etc. He's focused on it, etc. But over here, he's just riding the animal. The animal basically is doing the job, and he's sort of just sort of like, you know, making sure it doesn't veer off, etc. Imagine if he was actually involved in making the animal gallop or something like that, you know, it would be a different story. But if he's just like, basically riding the animal, so Bach holds, for the guards of that issue of the Kavan of the first Pasuk, you don't say Rachel Kamehala Tami. Mishra Burak says, that's Mukhlak, it's Menachem Hakmer, the proper thing is to be Machmer. Would you compare that to driving a car? To argue that to be able to get have the focus for one pasuk to have the kavanah that you need to be mekabel b'chashuma, I mean when you're driving, I'd be hesitant to say that that's comparable. I think the animal basically, you know, is able to see the road and see what to avoid, etc. For the most part, unless you know you dafka want to go faster, slower, you know, something of that sort. But in general, the animal has a certain level of ability on its own. So maybe, you know, a Google driverless car, you'd be allowed to say Shema while you're driving it. Now, Pasuk Rishon, Mr. Mishabura, Uborah Shem Kama Chasil Alam Wed Bechlau, Pasuk Rishon Hu. Okay, so the Mishabura says, first of all, when we say standing still, we mean the first Pasuk plus Baruch Shem. Furthermore, V'yesh Rafirim Ad Alav Avecho, some say that it's not only that, but it's also the first two psukim of Ahavta and Vahayu, Alav Avecho. Mishom Vahola, you put the question about Licha Bamira. From that point onward, you can read it about Licha Bamira. So I imagine, I don't remember, you know, I'm not sure if I saw this back on the side. I'm assuming that the issue is there are different opinions in the Gemara. How far we say the Kavanah of is.
What's it mean? You can read it. Going and standing.
Right. You can read it.
Sitting still or going?
The issue here is either standing still or moving. Yeah. So the Gemara is the Machloikis. How far is Kavanah in Kriya Shema? One of them says the first pasuk. One of them says the Til Al Alav Avecho. So that concept, the Abba Hashem, and take the words to heart, that you have to focus on. So he's being machmer of that opinion. Pashas. Okay, Dalit. So this is Gemara Brachos. So over there, Hilchok. A person read the first pasuk without thinking what he's saying, you're not be yotzei. Because the Kari has to repeat it. Even though you need kabbana, that was kabbana to me, yotzei the mitzvah. This is kabbana, what the mitzvah is saying. It's a different type of kabbana, and that he agrees is necessary. Okay, pasuk Rishon. I said, "Cutting it out." Who didn't baruch shem come up to said on the bed, like we said in the previous Mishnah Berurah, for our purposes, it applies to the baruch shem as well. So, a person not kavanah for the pasuk of Shema or the phrase of baruch shem, he has to repeat. So, if he was mekavan liboy, lo yotza. Filim kadam shehischol likris niskamel kaim bakriya mitzvah say the kriyshma. He had the kavanah of mitzvah kavanah. I'm doing this for the purpose of the mitzvah, right? Even if he had that, mekavachem kol shabem. While you're reading the pasuk, Pana Libay, the Dor Mechayim, your mind wandered. Harela Kibbal, all of Malchus Shemayim, behest comes Li Halev. He didn't truly accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus, he's busy thinking about something else. So that's not called Kibbal with Malchus Shemayim, which is what the point of the pasuk is, and therefore, he needs to repeat the pasuk. Because of a Kare, so he reads it again, Balachash, and he has to read it again quietly because we said you can't say Shema twice. Shema, Shema. It shouldn't look like he's doing taking, accepting two different gods. Chas v'shalom. He read all of Shema v'hayim Shemaya. He read through the whole thing. Then he realized he didn't say the first pasuk with kavanah. So he has to read it again. Now you have to read it again. You have to read it. It's not enough to read the pasuk. The pasuk's out of order now. So you said the whole paragraph where kavod is not ma'akev, then you say shema at the end. That's not how it's written in the Torah. And the loch is the loch of Kesidron. Therefore, Torah lots of belikros called a parsha shema. You have to reread that whole parsha. The ma'ukarak pasuk rishon habi kikare the mafreya. It's what the Mora first has been kare. The mafreya means kare going backwards. Then you're not yotze with that. So the kamam and simon samach out. In this group, the parsha is Rayim Shemaya. The person realizes in the middle of the second parak. So what do you do over there? So run back to Shema, start over again. No, Yigmar Ad Mayomer. Finish off the second part of the Shema till the beginning of the third parsha of Mayomer Hashem. So read up till, but not including the words Mayomer. Then Riyasu Yikra Shema Ad Rayim Shemaya. Then go back and read. Then you. Then you go back and you say the first paragraph of Shema again. And then we ask the parshas of Yomer. So the second parsha of Kavanah is not ma'akev. There's no dinner considered from the first parak to the second parak. Because they're not next to each other in the Torah. So there's no dinner considered. So the fact that you read the second section of Shema before the first section doesn't bother us. So once you're ready in the middle of the second section, finish it off. Done. Now, the first parsha of Shema, you weren't yotze because you didn't say Shema properly. So say Shema. Once you said Shema, you have to finish off the whole paragraph. It has to be in order. Done that. And now you've said both of the first two parts of Shema. Now go say the parsha Sitzes. Go to Be'arber. Okay. So even the Manor holds Mitzvah and Tichos Kabbalah, over here he agrees. Ma'ar Hacha. Da'afa b'she'en miskab and lotzis b'zei yedei ha-mitzvah. He does not see a need for the person to have kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah. You must know what you're saying in the first pasuk. Because that's the purpose of understanding the first pasuk is to act as a kabbalah omach hashemayim. So that you must do. You have no choice and you must do that. Okay. Hey. In Hoya Yoshen, a person who was sleeping, so and it's time to Hishma, so the loch is we, the bystanders, Mitzarin Osoy, Achikra Pasuk Rishon. We have to awaken him. He's very hard to wake up. He's not really, really knocked down. It's very hard to get him awaken him. We must, you know, give him tsar, you know, push him, whatever, pull him, slap him, get him, awaken him at least enough to get through the first paragraph. That should be the first Pasuk. But who are Mamas, and he has to be at that while he's in the first pasuk. He has to be fully awake. They truly be makabel omach shemaim. Mikan ve'eluk and mitzaron asoy kadesh yikra who air mamish. We don't need to get him fully awake. Abishu kara umisnam name is yotz. Even though he's like you know, sort of like reading it in his sleep. You know, he's saying the words, but he's sort of like not really focusing because his mind is like drifting in and out. But only saying the words, that'd be yotze. Hagav adin shalser b'shikar an kama mitzim and tzadites. Sifal b'olochas, a person who was had drinking something, whether he's allowed to say shema or not, that we'll see later. Let's see Mishnah Berurah over here. Misnam name who adin oynas acher hamavatul kavanasa. The issue over here is not just being asleep, something else which is being matched him. So for the first pasuk is a problem, but the rest of Shema is Yotze. The Akapanim Karakul, he read it. If the person fell asleep and didn't really read the words, so obviously the Yotze. The Rei Akapanim Sarkli Karakul, you have to read it. The Yesh Sholosh Deyus Bein Apoiskim. Yisharman the Rak Pasuk Rishon Bavad Humin Atara. There are three opinions. One says the first pasuk of Shema is the Raisa. Yisharman the Kol Parsha Rishona Humin Atara. Someone that holds first paragraph is the Raisa. And some say, Bisham the Gam Ashniya Huminatar, the second paragraph was also the Raisa. Parsha sits the Kulyama Huminatar, Kirela Haskri, because it was a requirement, the Raisa, saying it sees Mitzrayim. Till the Haskri was sound Kriyishma, by the Kamoman, Simon Samazai, Mishabur, Mishabur, Chuba Shom, that we connect the Zaman for Parsha Sitzes to the Zaman of Parsha Kriyishma for that reason.
But the Kriya of the whole third paragraph, would it be the Raisa, it's just the Pasuk of Itzis Mitzrayim, no?
Well, that's true, but you also have a rule in general, we don't interrupt. We have to go.
We're saying beginning.